The War on Pizza. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out there's another threat to our children besides middle-aged shower buddies.
We are outraged that Congress is seriously considering language that it would effectively categorize pizza as a vegetable.
Yes, the threat of pizza masquerading as a vegetable. Schools want to define pizza as a vegetable because then they can get the federal government to subsidize it. But an anti-obesity group called Mission Readiness says this little game has made kids so fat, it's literally endangering America's military readiness.
Schools want to count pizza as a vegetable. They should make a pizza that meets the vegetable standards.
They were pushing for a rule that for pizza to count as a vegetable, each slice would have to include a quarter cup of tomato paste, which of course would put the children into tomato shock and probably drain the nation's entire strategic tomato paste reserve. But yesterday, Congress rejected that new rule and decided that a mere 2 tablespoons of runny tomatoes are sufficient to baptize pizza as a vegetable. And some nutritionists are cool with that.
We can give kids tofu and escarole, but they don't have to eat it. It's not nutrition until kids eat it.
Ah, escarole, a key ingredient in those delicious yard waste salads. But the bigger question here is, why is the government still involved in this at all? I thought the purpose of school lunch subsidies was to keep the kids from starving. Well, now the kids are obese. I'd say mission accomplished. If this is really about military readiness, by the way, make them walk to school and do a chin-up once in a while. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.